A lot of non-affirming Christians and non-affirming churches are trying to fool you, but we're not going to let them. They're trying to change their tactics, their tone. The marketing and phrases seem to be welcoming to those in our community who are LGBTQ+, but they're not welcoming at all. To guard our hearts, we need to be able to hear and recognize these tricks, these lies. So we want to let you know some sneaky things you might hear from churches, from people on social media, even from Christian friends and family, what they say and what they really mean.
Would it be okay if I were to tell you that I am afraid someday? So I call you up and you call me down. Would it be okay?
Well, hello and welcome to the Freed Hearts Podcast. Thanks for joining us again. My name is Robert Cottrell and I'm here as always with
Susan Cottrell.
I looked like I surprised you there for a second. You somewhere else?
I was thinking about this episode, actually.
Got you by surprise.
Yeah.
Anyway, connect with us, freedhearts.org. Whoever you are, wherever you are on this journey, we have vibrant, supportive, inclusive community and extensive resources for you. And as a reminder, if there's ever a resource that you truly can't afford, if it's a premium paid resource, just let us know. We'll find a way to get that to you. If you're trying to reach us, you can do that through the website, freedhearts.org. We're going to have some fun today, yeah? We've been talking about some serious stuff lately. And so I just want to have a little fun today. I have no jokes, but I work on my jokes, but I don't have any jokes lately.
Yeah, you get requests for your jokes.
I know. I haven't gotten many requests lately for jokes.
So you get requests for your
just
jokes.
Just saying that there. You haven't been asking for my jokes. I don't have one available right now, but maybe soon. So we're going to have some fun today. We're going to have some fun because a lot of non-affirming Christians, just saying, a lot of non-affirming churches, just saying, are trying to fool you.
Yeah.
But beloved, we're not going to let them. No, no, no. We've talked about this kind of thing with conversion therapy. It's banned, just by the way, and I want to say this, I can't say this enough because I see this, something. This is a little rant here. I see this, conversion therapy banned in Colorado, doesn't happen here anymore. Beloved, I celebrate the bans with you, but every single ban has a religious exemption, and the vast majority of conversion therapy is done under religious umbrellas. So every single day in every single state, this is happening, okay? It's still happening, but they've changed it. They've messed with the marketing and they've changed it in how they describe it in terms, live a life that's perfect for you, that's God designed for you. They've done this, but it's still, unfortunately, it still fools a lot of people who then become another victim of this deadly conversion therapy teaching. Well, and that's true in many areas. They're trying to change what they say, change their tactics, change their tone. Their marketing and phrases seem to be welcoming to those in our community who are beautifully LGBTQ+. But these people have not, these churches have not changed their hearts. First, be very careful. Beloved, guard your hearts. I know we know these things, but guard your hearts. Hear me now. If it is not complete and full, unconditional acceptance and affirmation, it is the same old rejection and condemnation and judgment. Hear me there.
So true. And I will say that many using these phrases are just repeating what they've been taught. They may have what they believe to be good intentions, but the results can still be so damaging. However, there are others, way too many, who know exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
They are often trying to hide a reparative therapy mindset with these more welcoming sounding statements.
Right. They're trying to make sure that you come to church and you give it their church, but so they don't really want to tell you.
Right.
You know, so they try to do these things. They use terms like welcoming. If they say welcoming, it often does not mean affirming.
Yeah.
Okay. And the difference can destroy. We've had people say that it's almost harder, in some ways, to attend a welcoming but not an affirming church than an outright non-affirming church. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you don't know where you stand. Yeah. You're being stabbed in the back by your, by so-called friends right. every day.
And that difference between welcoming and affirming can destroy an LGBTQ person. It could devastate your LGBTQ child, and it can rip apart your family. So we want to help you by letting you know some sneaky things that you might hear from churches, from people on social media. Really? Do you hear things on social media? Is that like on social media? And even, beloved,
it's a place to have the most nuanced conversation.
I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Or even from close Christian family and friends, unfortunately. When they talk about you, they talk about your LGBTQ child, they talk about this issue, period. So, and these things, and we want to tune your radar. So when you hear them say this, you go, ah, no, I know what you really mean. Because these things reveal that they're not affirming at all. Okay? So, Susan, why don't you read? And again, there's not a middle ground here, beloved. Either you accept it or you're not.
Either you're celebrated or you're not.
That's right.
Either
you're embraced as you are or you're not. It's time for you to be celebrated, not tolerated.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So, Susan, why don't you read? You be the non-affirming Christian, and I'll be the sneaky detective that tells you all what it really means. Okay?
Okay.
So you read the things that Christians will say.
All right.
I'll tell you what they really mean.
Number one. We welcome gays here. We're all born sinners, and we're all born sinners with issues, or we're all broken, or we live in a fallen world, et cetera, et cetera.
The truth? Being LGBTQ is a sin. Gays are broken and need to be fixed. That's the truth of what they're trying to say.
Yeah. Number two, we will pray for your child to be healed.
What they're really trying to say is your LGBTQ child is sick.
Don't say it with such disdain. It sounds...
I'm sorry. I'll try. We've talked. I always thought I was supposed to be mean. I won't be. Okay.
It's not quite so true.
Not quite so true.
Okay,
here we go. Number three. See, I mean, it's tough because even when I say it, it feels ugly.
Because it is. Yeah. That's right. Number three, we will help your child as they deal with their sexual identity issues.
What they really mean there is we don't believe your child was created and born LGBTQ.
Yeah.
You hear this a lot when they use phrases like struggle with same-sex attraction, things like that.
Right.
Those are
homosexual lifestyle.
Those are trigger words. So number four.
Many people have been cured of being homosexual. Oh my God.
Okay. What they're saying first is it's a disease that needs healing. Okay. Which no, it's not. And let's talk here about these, quote, success stories. Because every single success story, again, you just listened to
Julie Rogers' biography,
Out Love.
It's so good. And she, you know, she went through Exodus. She was the poster girl for them. And
She was a poster girl for the idea that yes, I'm gay, but I need to be celibate.
Yeah, either change or be celibate. She knew she couldn't change. She tried.
And they told her, "We'd like you to say this, not say this, say this, not say that." I mean, good for Julie. She didn't go for that all the time.
Right.
But she was a success story.
Yeah.
And there are many, and you've heard them. I won't even credit them by giving names, but there are success stories that are thrown around about, quote, people who have been cured of being homosexual.
Right.
It's not a disease, doesn't need to be cured. That every single one still says, yeah, I still, quote, struggle with same-sex attraction. Well, hello, but it's because you're still gay.
Right. And maybe not every single one. Not all of them will admit it. But when Alan Chambers closed down Exodus after 37 years of trying, of Exodus trying, he said it failed. We failed for 99.9% of people who came through. It didn't work. They're still gay. So it a lot of them go back in the closet.
Yes, that's right.
But marry somebody they're not really attracted to.
What a horrible thing for that spouse and those children.
I know, we've talked about this.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, so.
All right, so.
Number five.
With God, all things are possible.
Beep, beep, beep. The code there is your prayer and goal should be to change your LGBTQ child. Because when they say all things are possible, what do you mean by all things?
Right. They mean your child can be straight. But what you could say is, if all things are possible, great. Then why don't you come to understand that God loves this community?
Right. Accept and affirm this community. That's right.
Yeah.
And there was a podcast several ago about a parent's desire to change their children, which is a great one, by the way, to share with a parent who's in the middle of this struggle right here. So number six.
It's okay to be gay, but they just can't act on it. Well, then what good is it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, hang on.
Then how
is it? You're the non-affirming.
Okay.
You can't chime in until you stop being a non-affirming Christian. The code there is that a committed, consensual, loving same-sex relationship is sinful behavior. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can't act on it, what good is it to say it's okay?
All right. So number seven.
I will pray for your child, for you, for your family.
The code there is, you know what? There's something wrong with you that I need to pray about. There's something wrong with you, your child, your family, because your child is LGBTQ. So I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah.
That's what they mean.
I have a young family member who said, I'm praying for you. We haven't talked in forever, but the one time we talked, she said, I'm praying for you. I knew exactly what she meant. Oh yeah. Okay. Cause we're way off track on this is what you're praying for.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. All right.
Okay. So again, these are things people say that we want you to hear. You will hear these things. You may hear them as you turn this podcast off and go back on social media.
Yeah.
So don't do that, by the way.
Don't do that.
Not till we're done. But again, we want you to know these things because you're going to hear these things immediately. So when you hear them, we want your radar to go off immediately and remember what they truly mean. So number eight.
I love gay people and I sit with them and show them what the Bible clearly says about homosexuality.
The code there is the Bible condemns homosexuality. Okay, that's what they're really trying to say.
Number nine. You
know, and I love this one to say, I have a lot of gay friends.
Right.
And they know how I feel about this. Well, yeah, I'm not sure.
I'd like
quite
to talk
sure.
to them and see if they consider you close friends.
Anytime there's anything but a lack of complete full acceptance, they're basing it on the Bible condemns homosexuality. And we have some great episodes on this. And it actually does not in any way whatsoever condemn homosexuality. Number nine.
The use of the phrase homosexual lifestyle or just lifestyle.
Yep. Again, the code there is that people choose to be gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or queer. That's what that means when they use that word lifestyle, is that it's a choice. And we know that it's not.
And you can say, can you tell me about the heterosexual lifestyle?
Yeah. When did you choose to be straight?
Well, that also, but what's tell me about the heterosexual lifestyle. There's this type, there's that type, there's all kinds of range.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So finally, one more.
Number 10, we are not here to fight and divide, but to testify to the transforming power of God's love.
Okay, well, what's the code there? That somebody needs to be transformed and it's not them.
Yeah.
That's what they mean by that. Just, we don't want to fight and divide with you, but we're here to testify that Jesus can transform a life. Okay, well, great. Look in the mirror. You know, I mean,
it's the only place you're allowed to look in this.
Yeah, that's right. What they mean by that is your life or your child's life needs to be transformed.
Right.
And so we have a, guess what?
Bonus.
We got a bonus one.
Yeah. This is not God's best for your child. Whoa.
Okay. The code there is that somehow LGBTQ people are second class, less than people in God's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Now you know, and we hope this was fun. Now you know. So if you hear questions, if you hear anyone say these things, let it be a red flag. Let your radar go off. And go deeper. If you want, again, don't forget, you don't have to go deeper.
You're not obligated to.
You're not obligated to debate with people who are committed to misunderstanding you. Yeah. Toxic. If it ever starts to feel toxic, angry, even just walk away.
If it just feels bad in any way, or you don't feel like it, don't do it.
Like I said, and if you need to, you can speak a truth, share resources, a resource, and sashay away. But you can go deeper with that pastor if they say something like that, and you want to kind of expose a bit of what their true beliefs are. You can go deeper with that person. Ask them do you believe homosexuality is a sin? Ask them, well, do you believe that LGBTQ people need to be healed or fixed because they're LGBTQ? Ask them if same-sex relationships are okay. Ask them if a transgender woman could be a pastor of their church. If
it's that's, not a resounding yes,
then they're not affirming.
Yeah. Yeah. If you find yourself in one of these welcoming but non-affirming churches, you may feel called to stay, to stand up, share the truth of Jesus, share your heart and love. That is absolutely between you and Spirit.
Always.
Period. Or you may decide it's time to leave and find a truly affirming church. A guide to those is on our resources page at freedhearts.org. Just a word to the wise. If the power structure is not open to being affirming, then staying and trying to change them, you will almost certainly find you'll be beating your head against the wall. Period. They're not going to let you change their structure.
Yeah. Well, let me say something here, okay?
Yep.
Because I absolutely agree with you. We just had someone say, we posted something and somebody said, a gay person said, that's why I'm not in church anymore. And someone else said, oh, that breaks my heart.
Yes.
That breaks my heart because I'm in a non-affirming church with my gay child and they so need to see you.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yes, if you're staying in your church to change the power structure, to change the teaching, that's going to be very difficult. You may, again, this is completely, there's not a right answer here. There's not a wrong answer. This is completely between you and Spirit, absolutely, and nobody else. You may decide to stay and be the one that other people can find, but that's totally up to you. And you may want to get the hell out of where you're at and go finding an affirming church. And again, there's a great guide to that on freedhearts.org on the resources tab.
Yeah.
So this kind of, I'm sorry, did you have something else?
Nope, that was it.
This kind of, conditional love and limited acceptance can really bring about horrific tragedy in the lives of LGBTQ people and their families. As we said, it's not just the outright blatant attacks, but sometimes it's these hidden things and these bait and switch tactics. They can be incredibly dangerous. And as I've said, some of the people who are doing and saying these things, they don't realize how awful and dangerous and heartbreaking these statements are. But some of them know exactly what they're doing. But in either case, in whatever situation or church you find yourselves in, you now know, beloved, you now know, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Help others not be fooled. Enough is enough. Yeah?
Yes.
You are beloved. So
yes.
Next time, we're going to talk about how to quiet all the fear in our lives and hearts. And we have something special, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to read two poems from Jacqueline Woodson, the lovely writer Jacqueline Woodson. And they're beautiful. If you don't know her, she's Black and queer and beautiful.
What's the book?
It's Brown Girl Dreaming. It's her memoir written in poetry. It's just beautiful.
And we're going to share some of that.
And we're going to share two. Yeah. We got permission from the publisher to share these two poems. So you'll enjoy it. Yeah.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Would it be okay if I were to tell you that I am afraid someday? So I call you up and you call me down. Would it be okay?
You've been listening to the Freed Hearts Podcast. We have extensive resources and vibrant community for you at www.freedhearts.org. Just come say hello. And if you have questions or issues or comments about the podcast, things you'd like us to talk about, reach out to us at podcast@freedhearts.org. The music is provided by Hannah Cottrell, our daughter, the Grammy-nominated Saint Sinner. And you can find out more about her at heysaintsinner.com. Please share this, subscribe, and follow on your favorite platform. And thanks for listening.